If you've been paying attention to the news for the past few years, it's not a surprise that Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas trail behind other states and regions when it comes to the percentage of population with college degrees. Governor Mike Beebe says it is a top priority for the state to increase the number of degree holders. And last year, when the Northwest Arkansas Council identified problems challenging this region, the lack of adults with college degrees was near the top of that list. Yesterday, the Northwest Arkansas Council, five institutions of higher learning, and others unveiled what they hope is a way for people with some college experience to finish their degree.
So why are we doing this? It's simple. We know that 25% of people age 25 or over in our region have a bachelor's degree or higher.
John Brown III is the chair of the Northwest Arkansas Council's Educational Excellence Work Group. That 25% figure he mentioned is lower than comparable regions. Trailing in that category, the council says, hurts the region in several ways, including attracting possible employers to the region. Yesterday's announcement was to go public with a website, graduatenwa.com. Several partners think that this can lead adults back to college easier. That website is aimed at a specific target audience.
We also know from the U.S. Census Bureau that 22% of all people aged 25 or over in Northwest Arkansas have some college credit, but no degree. It might be 10 credits or 50 credits or 90 credits, we don't know, but we'd like to see how many of these people we can convince and then assist in completing their degree.
John Brown III says it also puts residents in a better position to obtain better jobs. The website is just the beginning, a gateway to a system that will connect those interested in going back to school answers to their questions. It also gives the website visitor a real person to talk with, a real person like Lori Walker, an admissions representative at John Brown University in Siloam Springs. A few clicks on the site takes you from the main page to her contact information. She says being able to connect to a person can make the idea of going back to school, in some cases years after leaving, less intimidating.
Historically, university websites are a little challenging to navigate, especially for adult students, because they're built for the 17-year-old student. And so we wanted to give them someplace that they could go get basic questions answered. Every single one of the five institutions has a person listed with contact information so that they can reach out if they have additional questions.
The other participating institutions are the University of Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas Community College, Northwest Technical Institute, and University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences Northwest. Those five formed the Northwest Arkansas Higher Education Consortium and have worked in tandem to put together the website. Keith Peterson, the Vice President of Instruction at Northwest Technical Institute in Springdale, says the coordination between the five institutions, each with a slightly different approach to higher education, will create more options for people seeking to complete a degree.
You know, from our perspective, it really legitimizes the role that technical education plays in today's economy. Really, this is a group effort for Northwest Arkansas. You've got five schools who are all swimming in the same direction, and our goal is to reach as many people as we can and educate the population in Northwest Arkansas. I think for our institution, it really validates that there's a sort of an alternative option to a traditional education, that if you want to do that. In today's economy, a lot of people need to go to work right now, and NTI is the aspect of this group that really allows a very short transition from school to workplace.
I first went to school after I graduated high school, went off to college, and wasn't quite prepared for what lay ahead of me, so...
The Graduate NWA website includes clips of success stories from adults who had to stop their college education, then continued later. Phil Jones tells his story in those clips, and he was at yesterday's launch of the website. He says he went back to school when he had two daughters, ages 5 and 7, a 40-hour-a-week job, and an active life with his church, and when he needed more than 90 hours to finish his degree.
And I took about one class a semester for two or three semesters, then increased that to two classes a semester, and sat down one day and looked at my course catalog and thought, hey, this is going to take another 5 or 6 years to finish up. And it did. It was a 7.5-year journey. But really, time goes by in school or out of school. Why not be in school and just finish school?
He says the completion of that degree came at an important time. Within a year's time, his then-employer sold the division he worked for. He says with degree in hand, he had far more options than he would have had otherwise. Within months, he had been hired by Nabholz Construction for a far better job. Phil began his quest to complete the degree in 1994. And he says in the 18 years since his return, colleges and universities have become much more aware of the needs of the returning student. Don Crandall, Vice President for Enrollment Management at John Brown University, agrees. He says JBU's degree completion program uses what he calls a cohort style that makes the return to studying a better experience.
How we do that is that they start with 20 or 25 students and they go through the entire program with the same 25 students. And so they become kind of a family. But I think that's one of the challenges that, you know, students think, well, the only option is for me to go one class a semester and it may take me 10 years to finish this up. There are other options out there. So in our program, I think, provides another option for people that are they're still doing life. They're working, they have a family, you know, they're active in their community, and they don't want to disrupt all those things. They have to keep working and with their family. So that our program allows them to be able to continue to do that as well.
The new program is also sponsored by the Arkansas Department of Higher Education, the region's five largest chambers of commerce, and Tyson Foods. The chair of the Tyson Board of Directors, John Tyson, says for his company to be part of the concept is a matter of common sense.
You know, this is the focus about how do we get educational development integrating with the business community, because rest assured, I was told the other day we had like 160 opens in what you call college management jobs. I know our friends at J.B. Hunt or at Walmart or some of the other organizations in the area need folks too, because we talk all the time. And the vendor community itself needs ongoing graduates to make a difference in Northwest Arkansas.
The website is graduatenwa.com and went public yesterday. This is Ozarks at Large.